Hey everyone, welcome back to the Gary V Audio Experience. I'm Jacob from Team Gary, and before we get into the podcast, we want to just ask you to leave your comments on this episode in the Spotify Q&A section down below, and also tweet Gary your feedback at Gary V.
This is the Gary V Audio Experience.
Ready? Ready? We're rolling. We're coming in hot right now. 3, 2, and 1. I only need to introduce who I'm standing next. You know what I'm saying? You see the face. You already know the head. See it all over social media. Gary V, what's up, baby?
What's good, fam?
Hey, congratulations, because, you know, I know you're an avid Jets fan, and two of your people got the defensive and offensive player of the year. Yeah.
Garrett Wilson, yeah, Sauce Gardner.
Bring the sauce out, man.
We're really excited. We got some youth movement. Breece Hall, Elijah Vera Tucker, Quinton Williams is still a baby. We got a lot of young talent.
Look, we're limited on time, so I'm going to just get right to a couple questions right here, man. When I talk to you, last year, 2022, I got to go to the office.
Yes.
And then I saw you at VCon.
Yes.
But one of the things that I know we talked about was empathy and putting out real emotions and incorporating that for 2023. We also said that we should be calling our friends when you're scrolling down. I pay attention, man.
I appreciate it.
And I've been doing that. I've been incorporating more in my life. And I told one of my friends the other day that I love them. And I don't think I've ever told them that. And it really does make a difference. And I told them I was proud of them. Like, I'm getting goosebumps because we need more of that, bro. We need more of that.
I just don't understand how people don't realize that practical positivity, not delusion, not like you're gonna be the president of the United States when a person can't, not delusion, but actual practical positivity is a major factor. Yeah. And sharing I saw the goosebumps pop off, like telling a friend that you love, like Brandon Warnke is my family. I love him. He's been my best friend since I was 14. I love him.
Yeah.
Saying that to people, it matters.
Yep,
it matters. Yep. And I think we should be giving way more roses to each other instead of pointing fingers and trying to tear down each other. And I will pump that until I can't breathe.
All day. Look, be friends, and let me show you mine, because I didn't know if we were gonna do anything this weekend. I don't know if you had anything planned.
But you were ready.
On the pickleball front, because I have the, ready, let me pull it up.
I see,
bam,
it, I see it.
There's my guy.
I see it, the Bandicoot.
Bandicoot on the pickleball court. So I was like,
there's something brewing for Daytona in March.
Okay, that's what I was going to ask. Do we have anything for that? Also, VCon, I know last year, Minneapolis, this one we're moving to Indy.
We're going to Lucas Oil Stadium, where Peyton Manning put in work. The Jets also had a huge playoff win in Lucas Oil, so that makes me feel good, and I'm excited about it. VCon is really, this last year was about education of Web3. Yeah. This year's more business, marketing, pop culture, innovation, augmented reality, artificial intelligence. Yeah. There's a lot going on in the world, and we'll be talking about all that at VCon.
You know, I'm a student at ASU. I'm going for my MPA, but I know education is not for everybody. I follow everything.
No, education is for everybody.
Well, yeah, school.
Taking on massive debt
is not.
Without knowing why you're doing it is not for everyone.
Correct. So like ChatGPT, that was really good.
Yeah.
ChatGPT, I know people are like freaking out. Professors are like, oh, what do we do?
But meanwhile,
you still have to put the work in and formulate different things, but go ahead.
Meanwhile, the critical thinking to put in the query to get the output for the artificial intelligence is the big game.
Correct.
Not just like we romanticize like writing a letter is better than writing a text. Why?
Yeah.
Why?
Yep.
Like if that's the case, don't order food on Seamless. Go cook it yourself.
Facts.
Like enough with this bullshit.
Because again, we're limited on time, and I would love to expand with you, but let's talk about YouTube Shorts. I want to talk about Instagram, TikTok, because you know everyone's here representing different companies and all that. I've hit a stalemate. I know a lot of people hit stalemates, but YouTube Shorts, I know you've been talking about that lately. Is that like the future, like kind of where the people have moved to?
It's not that they move there,
but
to your point, people hit stalemates, and there's only two ways you could fix that. Go to new places to distribute your content, or push yourself creatively to make different kinds of content. Right? That's a big push that my team's doing right now, right, Dustin? Like this morning I said, hey, I want to do more handwritten notes, ironic because of what I just said with the letter, with video overlay.
Yeah.
And sure enough, it's crushing right now because it's a little different creatively. Everyone makes the same content. You get into ruts. You got to mix it up. Are you going to do a little green screen?
Right.
Are you going to do a duet? Are you going to draw? Are you going to be in front of the camera, behind the camera, interview people? People aren't mixing it enough, which is why people are hitting ruts. They're hitting ruts not because they're getting shadow bam or their algorithms hurting them. They're hitting ruts because they're creatively in a rut.
I gotta stop blaming the shadow ban. It's my bad. It's my fault right
there. People want to blame the shadow ban. None of y'all are getting shadow bam. You just suck.
Facts. Real quick, positivity, I guess, or just words of advice for, you know, the crypto winter kind of came in. And then I think that's why a lot of people, maybe brands are navigating and not necessarily focusing on the token so much or the coins or the NFTs, even though people that are in it, they're in it still. But do you feel like it kind of slowed down a lot of people or discouraged people from getting in this space? And what's next? I mean,
what's next is it's going to keep growing, but everybody's discouraged because they want a quick buck.
Right.
Even though one of the people that was in it was saying 99% are going to zero, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I made those videos.
Right.
I made those videos constantly.
Right.
But people just want gold. People want easy and fast.
Right.
Lazy.
Ain't it? Yeah.
They want easy and fast, which is why they get fucked. And so what about hard and slow?
Mm-hmm.
People want easy, fast. What about falling in love with hard and slow?
Yes.
You'll get to where you want to be.
Yep. Some of y'all really love that hard and slow.
Hard and slow.
Let's do this. VaynerSports real quick.
Yes.
How you're incorporating everything that you're putting together, VaynerSports Super Bowl weekend, what are we moving to?
Bunch of our guys are here, Waste Management, about to go see a bunch of them. There's 20, 30 of our athletes here.
Yeah.
Real time together, real relationships, all that stuff.
Man, there it is. Gary V, I'll see you at VCon.
I can't wait.
Boom. Let's
Thank
go.
You.